Boys, we've been singing the praises of Chris Barnum.
And Chris Bowman.
Chris Bowman would love to ride 200 winners in a season. He won't get that opportunity, but Chris Barnum does today, and he will be crowned the leading rider in Australia, which is a remarkable achievement for the young man. He joins us this morning. Chris, congratulations. What a season. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. Thanks for that. It was a good season, and definitely my best to date.
Do you get tired? That's 199 winners in just 12 months. So how do you keep going?
I don't know. But just one week rolls into the next, and you just, I think, sort of keep riding winners just keeps appetite there to want to get some more. And then once you get a sniff of thinking you might win a premiership, or, you know, you just sort of keep going. But definitely due for a break, I think.
Chris, you will have deserved it. It's a big state, Western Australia, and you don't race every day of the week. So what are the furthest tracks that you get to ride at?
Generally, I probably, as far as I go, is sort of Albany. That was this season. I was doing most of the meetings there, but last couple of weeks I've gone to Broome and Carnarvon, which are a lot further away than all the other tracks, but that was mainly just to try and get the winners for the premiership. But as far as I go.
Was it always a little frustrating to not click over to 200 as yet?
I've got an opportunity.
You'll get it today.
Yes. It'd be a lot more comfortable today to go in knowing you had it.
It'd be nice to get, but yeah, one extra winner. If I get it, I don't get it, whatever. But yeah, if I can get it, it'll be good.
There's a lot of talk about the quality of riders over in WA, especially William Pike. And for you to be able to beat William, I know he spent a lot of time here in Melbourne, but a lot of people may not know that since he's come back, you've ridden more winners than him over there anyway. So does that give you even more satisfaction that you're beating the best?
Yeah. William's probably one of the best jockeys I've ever ridden against. He's just a freak horseman, and he's just an unbelievable rider. And to match it with him throughout the season, he did go to Melbourne, obviously, for a couple of stints that opened the door up for me to get better rides. But I feel like when he was away, I became a better rider, and he's come back and I've matched it with him. So, that gives me great satisfaction.
Well, you're riding at a strike rate of 22%. William Pike's got 20%, and you've got 128 winners, Metro winners for the season, to Willie Pike 66.5. And you've probably always had to battle the fact that Willie would get the number one rides for Bob Peters as well. So, in your own right, you deserve to be considered just as good, if not better at the moment, than Willie Pike over in WA. Would you agree?
I'll never be as good as him, but I guess when he was away, I was getting a lot of Bob Peters horses that couldn't lose, so normally he would have been them, but leading up to the carnival. But yeah, so I think that's boosting my strike rate up a bit, but good all the same anyway.
He's got a decade on you too, being 34 to your 24. Willie's always been so comfortable in his life over there, and being the dominant jockey, and he's got his farm and so on. It's been very hard to wrench Willie across, but he's doing it more and more. But the permanent move is something that he's never ever considered. I know you've been over here before, but is it at the age of 24, when you look at the next trajectory of your career, do you wonder about whether you might have another longer crack over in the East?
I do think about it from time to time, but at the same time, I'm pretty happy here, and I do have a good gig here. It'll have to be very successful in Melbourne to warrant being over there. But at the same time, that's where the grand finals are. That's where the big racing is, and you want to win those big races. But I can't see it happening in the next 12 months. but possibly, you know, when COVID settles down a little bit and the world opens up a bit more, I could see myself travelling, but yeah, probably next 12 months at least, definitely Perth.
Speaking of travelling, I just had a look at the roadmap from Perth to Broome. It's over 2,000 kilometres. So I'm tipping you didn't drive that. But to get to those tracks when you were pushing for those extra wins, was there a stage through the season you thought, wow, A, I'm a chance of winning the Premiership, and B, I'm a chance of riding a lot of winners? Did that stimulate you to go to further meetings?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, not about April or something. I thought I was a chance of winning the Premiership. So, yeah, just started knuckling down harder and built my best. And you had to go to those wider tracks to get the winners. So, yeah, happy I've done it.
They're not just wider, they're out of the ballpark. Our top jockeys don't go as far afield. I mean, when we think of Broome and Carnarvon and Albany, we think of exotic bush tracks with Pacific Oceans and so on in the background. What is it like riding up at those far-flung meetings?
Well, the dirt tracks are a little bit different. So Carnarvon and Broome, Broome's a lovely place, but it's not really a great place to ride. It's sort of... they go really fast and test your fitness out quite a bit. Carnarvon is a little bit similar. But sort of when you get onto the grass tracks like Albany and that, you know, the racing is actually pretty good. So, but yeah, most of them are pretty good.
Chris, you come from a famous racing family over in WA. Neville, your father, Brad, the whole family, what's their reaction been to the season that you've had?
Oh, yeah, that's pretty happy for me, I guess. Yeah, they don't carry on about it too much, but, yeah, they've all sort of given me a pat on the back every now and again when I've achieved something pretty good. So, no, but they're behind me 100%. They always have been, and I'm the same with them. So, no, I think we're all pretty happy with the season that I've had.
Belmont today, sorry, Dad. Sorry, Dad.
I was going to say, with the family, as Chris was talking about, it'd be like a reunion anyway in race seven, because Steve, Brad, obviously your dad, Nev, and yourself are all lining up in the one race seven at Belmont. Family reunion.
Yeah, that actually happens just about every meeting, but there has been a time where we've all run first, second, and third, and Dad trained not the whole lot of them, so... yeah, no, it'd be nice if we could do that one again.
What's it like riding Belmont compared to Ascot? Is there much difference?
There is a little bit of difference, yeah. Belmont's obviously generally a heavier track because we race there through the winter, but Belmont's got a longer straight than Ascot. I find you can sort of balance them up a little bit more at Belmont before you get stuck into them, and I actually think Belmont's a fairer track than Ascot.
So, Chris, who do you bring up win number 200 on today?
Well, I'm pretty happy with my book of rides. They're good rides, but Miss Vasari, I think, you know, she'd be close to my best ride. And Success Play in the two-year-old race, I think he can run well. And... yeah, but all my rides are good, so any one of them could win.
Does it give you an extra kick when you ride one of the progeny of Playing God for your dad, as in Success Play? He was probably the best horse your dad campaigned in the East, really, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. Dad obviously trained him, so he's got a lot of his stock, and he's had success, quite a bit of success with him. KC, who won a Group 1, and Platoon, who's gone over to Melbourne and raced well. So, Playing God does a very good job.
Chris, we wish you all the best today. Congratulations on the season. And Gareth Hall, who's a mate of yours, has just texted and said, did you want to be a race caller, not a jockey, when you were younger?
I always wanted to be a jockey, but I did practice race calling. A little bit yeah, I don't know, I had some kind of passion for it, but it probably never going to be realistic. Didn't mind it.
All right. Well, we might get you on during the week, and I'll get you to pull out your favourite race call.
All right.
No worries. Was C. Parnham the winner in all these imaginary races?
Could find one with me winning.
Oh, beautiful. Hey, good on you, Chris. We'll hear your dulcet tones a little later in the week. Good luck today.
All right. Thank you.